right, let's say good morning. So let's begin. We left off, today's daf is Pei Dalet. We actually left off on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So we'll say, let's just actually pick up, if you don't mind, because it's not a very long daf today, so you can go back a little bit. 2, 4, 6, let's pick up 8 lines up from the bottom, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, just so we begin the sugya in the right place. Amar Rav Nachman, Lezeb is Shulshu, Lezeb is Rigamai. So we'll say, remember again, so the Gemara was talking about a situation where you have two chaseros. And let's say there's a common area in between the two chaseros, let's say a wall of some sort, and now each area has different forms of access to it. So let's say one area has access to the wall through shulshul, through lowering, and another one has access to the wall through zrika, through throwing on top. So the question is, my, who gets access to the wall? So we'll say, if you're looking in the picture books, so again, if anybody has the picture books, so you can see over here, okay, the truth is it's not even have to spend too much time. Yeah, okay, so one is accessing the chazya through shulshul, and one is accessing the chazya through zrika. So who gets it? Amar Rav, shnei masurim. Rav says, essentially, they have equivalent access to the common area, and because they have equivalent access, therefore what? Therefore, lemaisa, they're both aser. Because also, remember, what are we talking about over here? You're talking about two independent areas that made an eruv within their own area, but did not create a joint eruv. Therefore, Rav says, since their access is equivalent to the area, and they did not create a common eruv, therefore, by definition, they're both aser in the area. Shmuel says, nosin osol azeshe b'shulshul. Shmuel says, no. We actually give this area to the one who is able to access it through lowering. Why? Because Shmuel holds that apparently accessing an area through shulshul is considered to be greater ease of use than through zrika, and therefore we give the area to the one who has the easier use. So the Gemara, because Shmuel quotes the principle, the chol davar she tashmishol azeh benachas, ulazeh tashmisho bekasha, excuse me, the chol davar she tashmishol azeh benachas, ulazeh bekasha, nosnim oso lezeh she tashmisho benachas. Because Shmuel said, whenever you have an area accessible to both chaseros, but one of them has ease of use, one of them has a little bit more difficulty with the use, we give the area to who? To the person who has the ease of use. Therefore, again, Shmuel says, we give it to the shul person. Doesn't sound right, but you understand what I mean. Right? We go ahead and we give it to the person who accesses it by lowering it. So fundamental machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, what you do in this case. So now the Gemara says, Tanan. So we'll say the Gemara is going to try to prove from our Mishnah, one way or the other. Tanan. Anshe chadshe va'anshe mirpeh says, sheshachachu v'lo irvu. So the Mishnah said, if you have people in a chadr and people in a mirpeh, so we'll say, remember, so the mirpeh says over here is what? You have people living on a second story. That second story is its own independent area. Therefore, the second story made an eruv. The anshi chadr made an eruv, but they did not make an eruv with each other. So what's the halacha? Kol shegavo asar tfachim, the mirpeh says, any area that's more than 10 tfachim high is the domain of the mirpeh says. Pachos mikan, if it's less than 10 tfachim high, the chadr. Just the Mishnah from yesterday. So the Gemara says, interestingly enough, Kasaka Daitcho, my Mirpeses. Now, also when we ask, what is this Mirpeses? We assume top of Pei Dalid, Bnei Aliyah. It's Bnei Aliyah. Now, also, what does this mean? So if you have the picture books in front of you, so also you can see this is picture. Oh, there's no picture. Oh, no. This is picture 278. So the Gemara says that we were assumed, so you got B'nai Merpeses. What does B'nai Merpeses mean? B'nai Merpeses means people who live on an upper story. Picture 278. People live on an upper story, and there's a chatzar, and there's a Merpeses. But Rabbi said, the homes on the upper story don't open right up onto the Merpeses. They're above the Merpeses. If that's the case, says the Gemara, we'll see why this is important in just a moment. Umay karula mirpeses. So why do you call them anshe mirpeses? The kasalki bimirpeses. Because ultimately they have the ability to go down to the mirpeses. So we'll say, what does that show you? Alma called lezeb shulshul, or lezeb zrika, nosnin oso lezeb shibishulshul. So we'll say, what do you see from that case? Therefore, if this is a situation, you have people living on a second story. So therefore, the Maisa, if you have something in the chutz that's more than 10 tefachim high, what's the case there? The case is there where the Bnei HaAliyah can use it through Shulshul, and yet what? The people of the chutz can use it through Zrika, and yet who does the Mishnah award it to? The Mishnah awards it to the Anshei Mirpeses. So what do you see from there? That when one group could use an area through Zrika, and one could use it through Shilshul, who do we give it to? We give it to the one through Shilshul, which is a support of the position of Shmuel. So you see that Shmuel is correct. So the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Rav Huna says, no, the case over here is not where people are living in an aliyah, it's not where they're living in an upper story, and don't open up directly into the Mirpasas. The case of Mirpasas is quite literally where they open up into the Mirpasas. They are living on this Mirpasas area. Look at Rashi, Hadar b'Mirpasas, Kigon Shiyesh Badiyurin. Dilididahu Havi Hai Tel Shabachatis Shavelahen, Besoch Asara, O Namoch O Gavoa Mehen Pachos Miud. So we'll say, interestingly enough, Rav Huna says, what's the case? The case of Osai is not of an aliyah that's removed from the Mirpasas, but rather like we. And the truth is, I'm not sure why the Gemara made this assumption, because I think most of us assume, like the Gemara is saying now, that the case of Mirpasas is what? Is where you have an upper story that opens up into this terrace way, into this area. So we'll say, therefore, what does that mean? Therefore, if you have something in the Chazon that's Lamalu Miyud, that's literally within the domain of the Mirpasas. Therefore, they would not have to access that through Shilshul, but rather, again, that would be considered accessing something in a similar domain. Therefore, the Gemara is essentially answering is, it's not a case of Lezeb Izrika or Lezeb Shilshul. If it's Lamala Miyut, then it's Mamash and the Rishus of the Mirpasas. If it's Lamata Miyut, then it's in the Rishus of the Chatzar. So the Gemara is Hachanami, Lo'osadar b'Mirpasas. Iyach, if that's the case, Ema Seifa, then what about the end of the Mishnah? Pachos Mikan L'Chatzar. If that's the case, then what about the end of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if you have something in the Chatzar that's less than 10 Tvachim high, then what? Then it belongs to the Chatzar. So the Gemara says, well, why is that? Amai, L'ze b'Pesach, or L'ze b'Pesachu. Excuse me. Yeah, I even say Pachos Mikan L'Chatzar. Amai, L'ze b'Pesach, or L'ze b'Pesachu. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, that it's Pachos Miyud Rabosai, then what? That's still an area that ultimately is accessible to both the Chatzar and the Mirpasas. And if it's accessible to both the Chatzar and the Mirpasas, then why should the Chatzar have absolute use of it? So the Gemara says, my L'chatzar, what does it mean to the Chatzar? Ach L'chatzar. It means, Rabbi Osai, if it's Pachos Miyud, then what? Then the Maisa, it's accessible to both the people of the Mirpasas as well as the people of the Chatzar. And therefore, what's the result if it's accessible to both areas? Then Lamaisa, then Rav Osei, you have an area, then we go back to what we said before. When you have an area that's accessible by two chatzeros, and the two chatzeros themselves did not what? Did not make a joint Eruv, so what's the status of the area? Status area is inaccessible to both. Therefore, Ushnei Masurim. Hachanami Mistabra, this seems to be clear. Midiktani Seifa, since if you look at the end of the Mishnah, the Medram Amurim, when is this true? Bismucha. So we'll say this is when the Mishnah qualified this name. The Mishnah said that if you have something that's Lamala Miyud, it's more than 10 tefachim high, it's more than 10 tefachim high, then it belongs to the Mirpasas. So the Gemara says, when is that true? Bismucha. When what? When that object is close to the Mirpasas. The way the Mishnah defined close was how? Was dalat tefachim. However, aval b'mufleges, but if it's far from the Mirpasas, afilu gavoa yud tefachim, even what? Even if it's more than 10 tefachim high, l'chatzar, then it belongs to the chatzar. So the Gemara says, well, what does that mean? My lechatzer, ilema lechatzer v'shari. If you want to say, they will say what the Mishnah is coming to teach me is that if I have an area that's more than 10 tefachim high, but more than 4 tefachim from the Mirpasas, then what? Then it belongs to the chatzer. Why is that so? Amai reshusa de tarvayu. They will say, remember that reshus is accessible to both the Mirpasas as well as what? As well as the chatzer. Therefore, why should it be the domain of the chatzer? Elamai l'chatzar. Rather, what does it mean that it's for the chatzar? Af l'chatzar. So also, what the Mishnah is saying is like this, is that if you have an area that's more than 10 tefachim high, but it's not within 4 tefachim of the Mirpasas, then what? Then that is an area that is accessible at both the chatzar and the Mirpasas, and because it's an area that's accessible to both chatzeros, but what? But neither of those chatzeros have an eruv with each other, therefore, shnei asurin. Therefore, they'll both be asur. Hachinami, so too over here, my l'chatzar, what does it mean when we say that it belongs to the chatzar? Af l'chatzar, even the chatzar has access to it, ushnei masrum, and therefore again I will say, any time, this is the klal, any time you have an area that is accessible by the two chatzeros, but the two chatzeros do not have a joint eruv, their joint ownership over that area precludes and prohibits either one from using that area on Shabbos, shemamina. Fine. Says the Mishnah. Tonight, we learned, Chulios Habar Vahasela Shein Gavon Asar. So what's an interesting case? So what's Chulios Habar? Look at Rashi. Rashi says chulios habor oshiyesh bechazer sela. So we'll say chulios habor means when you dig a pit, obviously there's dirt that comes out of the pit. So what would people often do? They would go ahead and they would pile the dirt along the perimeter of the pit to make like a perimeter of the pit, to make like a lip around the pit itself. That's called chulia. Literally is a mound, right? But it's the perimeter of the pit. So chulio sabor. So if the perimeter of the pit, vasela, or for that matter, a rock, shehin gavo and asara, that are more than 10 tefachim high, the mirpasas, that belongs to the mirpasas. Okay. Pachos mikan, if it's less than this, lechatzer, then ultimately belongs to the chatzer. So we'll say, at first glance, this doesn't seem to be any kind of chiddush, because this is just a more specific application of the principle espoused in the Mishnah. Anything above 10 belongs to the people of the mirpasas. Anything below 10 belongs to the people of the chatzer. Amar Rav Huna, la'osam hadorim b'mirpasas. So comes along Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that when we say mirpasas, what does mirpasas mean? So Rav Huna now wants to clarify this, because also remember, beforehand, when we said mirpasas, the Gemara thought that maybe mirpasas meant b'nei aliyah. Maybe mirpasas meant people who don't actually live on the level that opens up into the I don't know what you call it. It's not really called the terrace. Is there a better name for it? Like a portico. People call it a terrace. So Rav Huna comes along and says, it's not b'nei aliyah. It's not people living above the mirpasas, but rather what? It's people who live literally on the mirpasas, that their homes open up to the mirpasas. So the Gemara says, Teinach Sela. I understand the case of the rock. Okay, fine. So you want to tell me the rock is more than 10 tefachim high, it belongs to the people in the mirpasas. Less than 10 tefachim high, it ultimately... You know, also I just want to point out, I think Kili raised this point yesterday, but just to re-clarify it, remember, we're only talking about Legabe Shabbos right now. When we say owners, we only mean usage rights for Shabbos. We're not talking about in terms of actual ownership in the Chatzar. Because in terms of actual ownership in the Chatzar, the truth is, they both own it. They both own it. Because remember, the way that the mirpasas accesses the Rosh Hashanah is how? Is through the Chatzar. It's through the Chatzar. So they really have actual, we'll call it, joint legal ownership in all of these areas. The Shaila is assignment of Rishuyos Legavi Shabbos. So the Gemara says, I understand if the rock is more than 10 tefachim high, that belongs to the people of the mirpasas for Shabbos. Got it. Bor, ma'ika le'meimar. What about the case of bor? Now we'll say, what does this mean? What about the case of bor? So look at, so the truth is, you could see, bless you. You can see over here, if you have the picture book, if you look at picture 279. First of all, before we get to the picture, look at Rashi for just a moment. Ella bar, Rashi says, Shememalim heimenu, that you fill up from the pit, Tashmi shasa b'shilshul. So ultimately, the way you use it is by lowering the bucket in. Afil lubnei mirpasas, shahari mekarki aso dolin. Ushnamina dohoil ubnei chazer tashmi shasa b'zriga, she'en yecholin lemalos, ella imkein zarkin deli lemala min achulya. So again, if you take a look, here's picture 279. So this is the way the Gemara is imagining this case. So you have over here the pit. Now, again, this looks like a mound, but this is the chulia. This is the chulia, right? So you've built up the walls of the chulia. It's interestingly enough, the way you'll use it is like this. The people of the chazer use it through zrika, right? Because remember, the bucket is anchored to the floor of the chazer. So they're going to use it as Zrika. The people of the mirpasas are going to use it through Shilshul. So it's a case of one having used Bizrika, one having used Bishilshul, and yet what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that if it's Lamala Miyud, who gets it? If it's Lamala Miyud, ultimately it's the people of the mirpasas. Which means that what? When one accesses an area through Shilshul, and one accesses an area through Zrika, who gets it? Shilshul wins. Shilshul takes the day. Right? And what happens? And that seems to be a support of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Reit Rav Huna, Hacha Bebar Meleya Mayim Askinan. Oh, what are we talking about over here? So let's say we're talking about a pit that's filled with water. So if you take a look over here, this is picture 280. So So we'll say, what does it mean it's filled with water? It means, obviously, we're talking about a pit that has water, but what we're talking about over here is the pit is filled to the top with water. Now, what's the chap if the pit is filled to the top with water of Ozai? Then it's considered to be even with the people of the Mirpasas, which means what? That we don't consider that they're accessing the pit through Shilshul. Rather, we consider as if they're accessing the pit how? Just through straight entry. And therefore, essentially, we'll say, remember, we have a term for that. We call that Pesach. Right, Pesach is the term that the Gemara uses for straight, easy, really non-exertion usage of an area. So essentially, what the Gemara is suggesting is the pit is filled to the top with water. Therefore, the people in the Chatzar have to access the pit through Zrika. The people of the Mirpasas don't need to do Shilshul or Zrika. Rather, what do? It's considered Pesach. It's considered just like direct usage or direct opening, direct access to the bar itself. So the Gemara says, so look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, no Rashi, sorry. I baha chasra. So the Gemara says, but one second. But right now, the pit is filled with water. What's going to inevitably happen? The water level is going to go down. So we'll say, what happens when the water level goes down? Then it will become a case of what? Lezeb is rika, lezeb is shulshul. And what are you going to do in that case? So the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. Kevan dechi mal yashari. Since when the pit is full, it's permitted. Now, permitted means, since when the pit is full, the people of the Mirpasas have what we call Pesach access, easy, unrestricted access. Therefore, ki chasra nami sharia. So what's the Gemara gives an interesting answer. Essentially, the Gemara says, since when it is full, it's easy access to the people of the Mirpasas. Therefore, even when it's not full, we essentially what? View it as if it was full. So Gemara says, adarav, I can say just the opposite. I see just the opposite. Since if the water level were to go down, then what Rabbi say? It would be a non-easy use of the area. So too, why don't you treat it like that even when it's full? Therefore Rabbi says, you're right, let's change the case. Oh, what's the case? The pit's not filled with water, the pit is filled with fruit. The pit is filled with fruit. So the Gemara says, but one second, how does that help us? Hosei, again, the level could still go down because people will eat the fruit. To which the Gemara says, no. Betivla. Because what are we talking about over here? This is a tevel pit. So Hosei, what does that do for us? This is a tevel pit. Tevel is untithed produce. Untithed produce is muktzah on Shabbos. Why? Because you can't tithe on Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara is setting up over here. It's a very specific case of essentially where the pit is filled to the top, and it's filled in a way that level is not going to go down. Remember, all we're worried about now is Shabbos. That level is not going to go down on Shabbos. Why is that not going to go down on Shabbos? Because Tevel is Muktzah. Therefore, because it's filled to the top, it's Zrika for the people of the Chatzar. It's Pesach, direct access to the people of the Mirpasas. And therefore, of course, the area is awarded to the Mirpasas. So the Gemara says, you want to put something there.
Just like on top.
Yeah, I want to put my talis on it. I want to just use the space. Okay. I want to use the space. I want to sit there. So the Gemara says, so we can even see a diuk in this. Dumya de sela. Because also I remember, the Gemara quoted two cases. A case of a bar and a sela. So the Gemara says, the case of the bar has to resemble the case of the sela. That just as the sela ultimately is muktzah, so too again, the bar is also filled with things that are muktzah, and therefore the level will remain constant, at least for the duration of Shabbos. Shmamina. So the Gemara says, Shmamina. So, v'lamale l'misne bar, v'lamale l'misne sela. So we'll say, now essentially what we have is pretty much the same case twice. So you're telling me both the case of bar and sela are really the same case. Both are cases of an object or an area that has that's taller than 10, and that area is not going to be diminished on Shabbos, either because of the fact that a rock is a rock, or because of the fact that the bar has peros of tevel, and the bar and peros of tevel are not going to be touched. So now the shaila is, why do you need both cases? Right, if both cases are saying the same, why do you need both? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. The ashmo in ansela, because if it would have just told me the case of the rock, the leka lemigzar. Because I was like, in the sela case, there's no reason to be concerned because a sela is a sela is a sela, and nothing's going to happen to it, meaning the dimensions are going to remain the same. About bar ligzar zinin demal yeperos mitukanin. But I would have thought that in the case of the bar, that I should be concerned. Why? Lest I come to confuse it with the case of where it's filled with regular fruit. Because Rav also, I remember, if the bor was filled with regular fruit, then what? Then I have to be choshesh for what? That the level will go down over Shabbos, in which case, again, it's not considered that things have access to the people of the Merpeses. So I might have thought that, therefore, even in a case where the bar is filled with Tevel, we should still not allow easy use or unrestricted access to people of the Merpeses, lest you come to confuse it with another case of bar where the levels can go down.
Sorry. Therefore, if it's filled with regular fruit or filled with water, that could go down. Therefore, it's usher to both.
That's correct. Okay. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying now. Correct. And the chiddush of that would be, even though the levels where they are now would seem to give it to the people of the Merpeses, since the levels can and most probably will go down, Lamai said they're usher to both.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, therefore, I might have thought that in the case of the bar, which really goes there, lest you come to confuse it with the case of where it's filled up with fruit, mitukanin means that are tithed, and therefore it can be eaten. Therefore, it's tzricha. Therefore, the ma'aseh also, we need both cases. Tashma. So let's have a case of people in a chaser, and people in an upper story, an aliyah, that did not forget, and did not make an eruv with each other. So the Gemara says, Anshei chazer mishtamshin ba'asara ha-tachtonim, va'anshei aliyah mishtamshin ba'asara ha-alyonim. So we'll say, the Gemara is going to make a statement, and then we're going to have to try to figure out what the case is. So the Gemara says that the people of the chazer could use the lower 10 tvachim, and the people of the aliyah could use the upper 10 tvachim. So what does that mean? So we'll say, again, the Gemara says, Kate said, what's the case? Ziz yotzei min ha-kosel. If let's say we'll say Ziz is like a protrusion. So let's say for argument's sake you have like a shelf. You have a shelf that extends from the wall of the chaser. And I will say, remember, this wall is a little bit different than walls. We normally think about walls in between chaseros. In this case over here you have people living in an aliyah, which means you have a chaser. The chaser has homes. And now let's say you have in the chaser an apartment building. So the apartment building obviously has a wall. So now what happens? On the outside wall of the apartment building, you have what? You have a ziz. You have, again, if you want to see this, this is picture 281. So you have like a shelf that protrudes from the wall. So the shayla is, who gets the shelf? Who gets to use that shelf on Shabbos? So the Gemara seems to be suggesting what? The Gemara says, if the shelf is within 10 tefachim of the ground, then the people of the chaser get it. If the shelf is above 10 tefachim of the ground, then what? Then the people of the aliyah get it. So the Gemara says, ha, the baini usser. Now, what's interesting about this is, what about something in the middle? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Ha de beni beni aser. Ha de beni beni. Shebein yud elyonin. L'yud tachtonim. Dehave l'chatzev izrika. Ula aliyah b'shilshul. So we'll say, what happens if you have something that's what? That is, right, in between the upper 10 and in between the lower 10, which essentially would be an area that would be accessible to the aliyah through shilshul, and accessible to the chatzer by Zrika, then what would be the status of that area? So what does it sound like? It sounds like it should be Aser, which would seem to go with the view of who? That would seem to support the view of Rav on Pekim Lama Beis, to which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, no. Hacha v'mayaskinon, excuse me, hacha, what are we dealing with over here? Bikosel tisha asar askinon. The wall is exactly 19 tefachim high. And therefore what? V'ziz yotzei mimenu, and therefore the you have this protrusion that comes out. L'matame asara l'zeb pesach l'zeb shul. So we'll say, listen to this: by going ahead and making the wall 19 tefachim high, then what? Then you really have no case of beini beini, right? Then that shelf is only in one of two places: it's either within 10 or above 10. So the Gemara says, l'matame asara. If ultimately, again, the shelf is within 10 tefachim of the floor of the chatzer, of the ground of the chatzer, then that's a case of lezebe pesach or lezebe shilshul. Then I've also said it's a case of easy access for one. That one would be the chatzer, and the people of the aliyah would have to use it through lowering. However, lemala me'asara, if it's above 10, then lezebe pesach, then it's considered to be easy access to the people of the aliyah, or lezebe zrika, and for the people of the chatzer, it's used for zrika. And I've also said, again, those are easy cases. Because everyone agrees that in a case where one has ease of access, what we call Pesach, and the other one has to access it either through Zrik or Shilshul, the area is obviously awarded to the person who has Pesach ease of access. Tashma, from a base. I'm sorry? The Gemara avoids it. The Gemara avoids it because the Gemara says essentially it's not our case. Right. The question is still there, what you would do with it, but the Gemara sidesteps it. Tashma. Shtei gusteraos zu lamala mitzvah. Both say this is a very interesting case. So you have two gusteraos, also remember our balconies. So remember, if you want to, there's a lot of pictures with this one. Okay, so if you had the picture book, you could see 282. So just show you this, just so you have a little bit of a mental image with this. So you have two balconies, two terraces. And the terraces, again, they're both over water. Now we're dealing with waterfront property over here. Right? So you have two balconies over water, and one is above the other. Now we'll see above, they're not situated directly one on top of the other. They're staggered, but one is higher than the other. Now watch this. Look at Rashi. Shtei gusteros, masnisini, gusteroshi lamala min hayam, beis zuzin bolten, min aliyah, sha'as fas hayam, v'kovin nisara mizeh lezeh, v'gustero, utnan in memalin mimela b'shabis, l'fisha gusteros shosayochid, shegevoa urachava harbe, v'hayam karmel. So we'll say, what's the case over here? So now I have these balconies, and now the balconies overlook water. What do I want to do? I want to draw water. I want to draw water from the water below. Now, technically speaking, we've already established you can't do that. Why? Because water is a karmelis, right? This body of water is a karmelis. Your balcony is a Rosh Hashayachid. And midrabanan, you can't go ahead and transfer an item from a karmelis to Rosh Hashayachid. So let's finish Rashi. Ela imkin asu la mechitza asara bein milamala bein milamata shechokikin nekev arba'a ke'ein pibar va'osin mechitza svivosav lamala o lamata. So also, remember, however, Chazal gave you an incredible leniency in this case. What's the leniency? The halacha is that if you create some semblance of mechitzos on your balcony over the water, then what? We view those mechitzos as extending all the way downward, which then means what? That when you draw water, you are drawing water from your own Rushus Hayochid water and not from Carmelis water. Okay? So Rashi goes on. He says, And we view it as if what? We view it as if the walls of the mechitza that you built on your merpeses extend all the way down. And he quotes, we learned this earlier, kalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. This is a leniency that the rabbis made by water. Shemechitza teluya matarespan. That even a suspended mechitza is viewed as if it extends totally downwards. Okay, so now look at the next Rashi. Beigus teros zulam alamizu. They're not on top of each other. Elo mishuchos zu mikeneged zu dalit va'asu le'elyona hanekev v'hamechitza v'lo asu le'tachtona u'bishabis zarkin b'nei tachtona delisha lahen al mechitzas ha'elyona v'yored le'nekev u'mishanshel u'moshek v'ola. So also listen to this case. So now two chateros, one on top of the other, and what's happening over here? The upper one is the one that made the mechitza. So if you see over here, that's this protrusion hanging down over here. So the upper one made its mechitza, which means that the upper one could go ahead and draw water because the mechitza is as if it goes downward. The lower one did not make its own mechitza. So what does the lower one do? The lower one throws its bucket upward and then accesses the water how? Through the mechitza of the upper one. Okay, so upper one just simply lowers his bucket, lower one throws his bucket up, and it goes into the mirpeses of the upper gustera and is lowered down. I'm sorry?
The pail's going up. You draw the water back off the pail, tip it over.
Slowly. Slowly. Remember, these gusteros are not far from each other. So Bipashas, the way it would work is the guy in the upper gustera. It only works if the guy in the upper gustera is helping the guy in the lower gustera. So the Gemara says like this. Shtei gusteros zulam al mizu. Asu le'elyona v'lo asu le'tachtona. What's the case? The upper gustera made the mechitza that allows him to lower the pail into the water, and the lower one did not. So what is that, locha? Shnehen asuros ad shi arvu. It's asr for both of them until they make a joint eruv. Look at Rashi. Shtei asuros lemalos. They both cannot go ahead. They both can't. They can't access this area. They can't draw water until they make a joint eruv. Mipnei why? Shereshus shtei sholet espo. Because what happens? Because this is an area that they both have access to. Ukigon sha'asa osa nechitza b'shutfos. So Rashi points out over here, now what's interesting about this is, why? Just because the lower guy chooses to access the water through the upper gustra, and the upper gustra gives him the rights to do that, doesn't automatically make it reshush shel shneihem. That just means the guy, upper guy, is being a nice guy and letting him use it, but it's still fully his reshush. Therefore Rashi says it has to be a case of where they both participated in making the mechitza, making the partition for the upper gustra. So they're partners in the mechitza. Because they're partners in the mechitza, so what does that do? It makes it reshus shel shneihem. I'm reading Rashi. Alma, listen to this. So interesting case. So what happens? The guy in the upper gustra, How does he access the water? Through shilshul, through lowering it down. The guy in the lower gustra, how does he access this? This is very interesting. It's a novel case, because how does he access it? Through zrika and shilshul. Zrika and shilshul. And yet, what does the Braisa rule? The Braisa rule is that it's usr. So what do you see from here? The kol shekein v'zeh b'shilshul u'v'zeh b'zrika l'chuda. So Rabosai, what the Gemara is suggesting is the following. If this case is usr, and this case over here is a case of one accesses through shilshul, and one accesses through shilshul and zrika, then that's asr. Or the more so what? That if one accesses it through shilshul and one just through zrika, of course it would be asr as well, which is a contradiction to Shmuel and the support of the position of Rav, to which the Gemara says, Abaye Amar, excuse me, Amar of Adavar Ava, no, you misunderstood the case. Bevoin b'nei tachtona, Derech Aliyah Lemalos. What's the case of Osai? Rav Adav Bar Ava says the case is not where the bottom gustra accesses the water through Zrika and then Shilshul, but rather how does the bottom one access the water? He walks up. If you look at picture 283, there's a walkway. There's a little ladder in between the two gustaros, and therefore what? When the lower one wants water, what does he do? He walks up to the upper gustra and he accesses the water like that. And therefore what? That makes it a case of both accessing through shilshul. So in this case over here, where both are accessing through shilshul, then lemais again, that's why they aser on each other without a common eruv. I'm sorry?
There's still more exertion.
It's not a function of... No, the additional exertion is getting it back to his chatzar. We're talking about accessing the water. They're both accessing the water in the same way. That's the Gemara saying. At the end of the day, there's no zrika and shilshul. There's shilshul. And that's it. So because they're both accessing the area in the same way, in the absence of an eruv, makes it a jointly held area, and therefore aser on each other. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Abaye Amar. Abaye says, Kegon dekaimin besoch asara da'adadi. So we'll say it's another interesting qualification. Abaye says, what's the case of two gusteros? The two gusteros are within 10 tefachim of each other. So again, we'll say this is just picture 284. So in picture 24, you can see, again, it's the same picture as before, just this time you have the little yellow lines that show you pachos miyud. The two gustros are less than 10 tefachim from each other. So we'll say, what does that mean? So look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, "Kegon dekaimi bego asar dehadodi, she'ein al yona gavo mitachtona asara." The lower one, the upper one, is not any higher than 10 tefachim from the lower one. "Va'af agav da'akati lezeh bekasha u lezeh benachos." Who sheyesh miktas zrika imas shulshul, Amar Shmuel la'el, dechol tashmish shunachas lezeh umizeh, nosen osel lenachas, lo tikshi, the time of dahach, so we'll say listen to this. So now what the Gemara is suggesting over here, what Abaye is suggesting over here, is that lemaisa, you could even say that the lower one is accessing the water from his gustra. But what's the case? The case is where the lower gustra is within 10 tefachim of the upper gustra. Aye, but then why doesn't that make it a case of Echad b'shulshul, Echad b'zriko b'shulshul? He says the Rashi is the time of the hocha, lav mishum tashmish, ela mishum dechevan debigo asar dehadodi kaimin, ein rishus shlishis lezu below zu. Va'afilu lezeh b'pesach u lezeh b'zriko, shein chilek rishus. So we'll say what Abayi now is suggesting is that since the two gusteros are within 10 tefachim of each other, therefore what? It's as if they're one joint rishus. And because it's as if they're one joint rishus, therefore there's no competing interests in the open area to the water, and it's considered like joint ownership. Because it's considered like joint ownership, therefore the Maisa both have the same level of access. So the Gemara says, Fine. So let's go back to her. So Abaye Amar can go into Kaimasak Asar Dahadadi. So the Gemara says, Velomi boy, Kamar. Velomi boy, Asul le Tachton, Velo Asul le Elyona da Asirin. It goes without saying that if they just made this Mechitza for the upper one, and did not make it, for the lower one, did not make it for the other one, da Asirin, Dechevan de Bego Yud Dahadadi Kaimin, Asrin Hadadi. So we'll say, because by definition, they're within 10 tefachim of each other, so therefore what? They're considered to have joint access. Now we'll say, remember, let me just clarify, although you know this already, having joint access to something for our purposes actually makes things worse. Right? Because when you have joint access to something, it means that you have to, as Father Bryce has said before, that they have to make an Erev with each other. Joint access to an area without an Erev precludes and prohibits both from using it. But even if they made this mechitza for the upper one and not for the lower one, I might have thought the following. I might have thought that since for the upper one, since he has easier use of access, or should say easier access, and the lower one has to exert himself a little bit more, I might have thought that therefore by definition we should just give the mechitza area to the upper gustra. Kamashmola no, kevan debego asara kaimin asra nahadali. Shabbos said, even though technically speaking, based on what we learned before, it is easier access for the upper gustra than for the lower gustra, but since they are within 10 tefachim of each other, therefore, because they're so close, we consider as if they have the same level of access to the mechitza area, and therefore, Abosai, the only way they could use it is if they join in an Erev together. But if they don't join in an Erev together, we view it as if they both have exact replica access to the mechitza, and that prohibits them one on the other. So the Gemara goes weiter. Ki adam Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman, now the Gemara is going to pick up on this 10th fucking idea. Ki adam Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel. Another interesting case. Gag has samoch l'Rosh HaSarabim. So we'll say if you have a roof that's close to Rosh HaSarabim, sarech sulam kavua lahatiro. You need a fixed ladder in order to go ahead and permit the use of the area. So we'll say, what's the case over here? So if you take a look at picture, this is picture 285. So if you see over here, interesting case. So you have an aliyah, you have an upper story. The upper story opens up to a gag, to a roof. You ever see, like, in Eretz Yisrael, you see building like this a lot, where you have essentially, you know, you could have a community that's built on a slope, and therefore you can have a road, but right below the road, the building still continues. So you have the aliyah. The aliyah opens up into a roof. And the roof really opens right up into a Rosh HaRabim on one side and a Chatzar on another side. Okay? That's the case over here. So the Gemara says like this. If you have Gag HaSamok Rosh HaRabim, so you have a rooftop that opens up to a Rosh HaRabim, and what happens? Tzarech Sulam Kavo Latiru. You need a fixed ladder in order to permit it. Now what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Gag HaSamok Rosh HaSarabim, She'ena Mukav Chatzar L'chol Tzidav, El Tzido Echa Rosh HaSarabim, Ustam Gag Gavasa. So also remember, on this rooftop is opening up, on one side it opens up into a Chatzar, but on one side it opens up directly into Rosh HaSarabim. So what's the halacha? Look at the next Rashi. Tzarech Sulam Kavua. It needs a fixed ladder in order to permit it. Min Aliyah Lagag, from the upper story to the roof. La Tiro L'Taltel, Min Amir Pases Lagag, in order to allow you to go ahead and carry from the Mir Pases to the roof, so the Gemara Rashi says, "Delo avid le sulam diis." Excuse me, "Dii avid le sulam gali daiti the salki migag mikoach rosh hasarabim ve'ehu nechale le'ashtamushebe." So we'll say, interestingly enough, if you go ahead and you have the ladder, if you have the ladder from the aliyah to the gag, so the ladder from the aliyah to the gag indicates that a person plans on using the gag as their form of access to the rosh hasarabim. Right, but in the absence of that, then the gag could technically be considered an area that's just totally breached to the Rosh HaSarabim, and therefore it could be that movement on there, carrying on there, would be prohibited. So the Gemara says, Sulam Kavua in, it has to be a fixed ladder, Sulam Arai lo, but an impermanent ladder, a temporary ladder, would not be good. My time, why is that? Mishum, lav mishum dechevan debesoch asar dehadodi kaimi, asrana hadodi. Is it not because Rabbosai, at the end of the day, that the Gog is within 10 Tfachim to the Rosh Sarabim. Therefore, technically speaking, the close access to Rosh Sarabim could actually go ahead and prohibit the Gog. It's only supposed to remember what the ladder does. The ladder attaches the roof to the Aliyah. The permanent ladder says that the people of the Aliyah use this area to enter into the Chatzar Rosh Sarabim. So what it does is, it attaches the roof to the Aliyah, as opposed to attaching the roof to the Rosh Sarabim. So the Gemara says, now why would you think to attach the roof to the Rosh Sarabim? It must be because the rooftop itself is within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh Sarabim. So what do you see? Again, it's just a further illustration of what we just said before. That when you have two areas within 10 Tfachim of each other, there is a natural connection between those two areas. Therefore, in order to remove the connection of the roof to the Rosh Sarabim, what do you have to do? You have to place a permanent ladder there, and that attaches the roof to the Aliyah. Mishum necheva nebesoch asar da'adodi kaimin asrina hadodi. Because we all say lemaisa, in the absence of the ladder, because the rooftop is within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh Sarabim, therefore we would go ahead and attach the rooftop to the Rosh Sarabim, which would then prohibit the rooftop. By putting the permanent ladder there, you're making the definitive statement that no, this is the area of access from the Bnei Aliyah, therefore attaches it to the Aliyah and allows it to be mutter. Right, the boss will stop over here.